ucharamba ucho ulamazi ngesikhathi ephendula imibuzo emsakazweni we-Center for Innovation and Technology site phezu kwesehlakalo sekupheleni kuka-2021 lapho kubhidlizwe khona indawo eyisikhumbuzo salabo abachabalala ngegukurawundi eBhalakwe eliyakhelwe ngelitshe eKezi esigabeni seMathebelele North. Uthi uhulumende akalani lokubhidlizwa kwalezo zakhiwo ngoba vele zingekho emthethweni.
Ngisusu, we are working towards suturing my wounds from early constituent danger. And it's in fact a statement that is when you need a quote, commemoration. We say my negative force who are trying to reignite, spotlight the conflict, must be kept at bay. Remember it.
Thina sizama ukupholisa amanxeba abanyelwa izehlakalo ezaba khona ilizwe lithanda ukuthola uzibuse. Ungalala inkulumo kamongameli mhlaweni J. Sathi thina abafuna ukuvuselela umoya omubi kumele basiwe le khatshana. Sasiqinisile.
Linkulumo kaCharamba iza ngesikhathi umongameli esanda kutshela uZulu ekupheleni komnyaka ka-2021 ukuba uzimisele yena lohulumende wakhe ukuyilungisisa indaba yegukurawundi. Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo wenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu eye ibhetshu likaZulu uthi akumangalisi okuthiwa nguCharamba lohulumende.
Kunzima ukuthi uthi khona kungapho ngokuphola ngokuthi uthi hhayi izinduna kazikhokhele uhlelo, izinduna zibonakala emahoteleni uma kulo mongameli, yikho lapho okukhulunywa khona ngento leyo. Kodwa lezi ezikhuluma ngakho uhulumende ebantwini ukhanya kasuthiseki, so ufuna ukuthi ekhontrole inarrative. Akakhiphe konke amaripoti esihambako, sifake abantu abaneutral to lead the process. Hayi ukuthi yena uhulumende ecompromised enguye wabulala abantu ebenguye sesidumbane ukuze ekhokhele kuze kwenziwe njani, akuvumi.
Okusekelwe ngesinye seziphathamandla se-MDC Alliance, umnumzana Ostalos Gift Siziba othi kumele ilungisiswe iphele lindaba.
Kuyinto elusizi ukubana ke kuze kufike namuhla indaba egukurawundi yindaba engafuni ukuthi ikhulunywe. Angeke kwaba lokuthi indaba ivalwe ifake ngaphansi kwekhapethi kulokuthi ke kukhulunywe ukubana hhayi kwahamba njani, ngoba nabayenza lokhu njalo kube le compensation, ngoba sakhuluma ukuthi kunezinto ezintathu eziqakathekile ezihlanganisela ke ekuthiwa i-repatriation, indaba ye-truth telling ukuze kuyazakala ukuthi wayenza lokhu mbani ngendaba ye-compensation.
Umnumzana Thendai Ruben Mbofana yingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe eloba ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe ezimele. Yena uthi akungake kwaba lokuthula lokumanyana uqobo elizweni ma kulabantu abakhuluma kanje edabeni olufana lolwegukurawundi.
When some of us bring up these issues, we're accused of bringing out or what they call opening up old wounds. How can you open up an old wound? If you're opening up an old wound, it means it's still a wound. It has not healed, because you cannot open up something that has been healed. In Germany, they talk about the Holocaust. It's even in their textbooks, in their syllabus, because they healed.
Thina abanye nxa sesiphakamisa indaba zalolu hlupho sibizwa ngamagama kuthiwa sifuna ukuvusa amanxeba asepholile. Ungalivuselela kanjani inxeba aselipholile? Kusho ukuthi alikapholi phela lelo nxeba.
Ekuhluthuleni kwakhe intambo zombuso ngomnyaka ka-2017 kumuye uRobert Mugabe, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wathi uhulumende wakhe uzimisele ukusungula ingxoxo phezu kwedaba lombhuqazwe wegukurawundi olwenzakala kusukela ngomnyaka ka-1982 kusiyafika oka-1987 lapho okwalotshelanwa khona isivumelwano esawumisayo phakathi kwenkokheli ezimbili zamabandla ezombusazwe ezaziqoqela owayengumkhokeli weZANU-PF njalo engumongameli ngaleso sikhathi umuyi uRobert Mugabe lowayekhokela i-PF ZAPU umnumzana Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo. Kodwa ingcwethi kwezombusazwe zithi ukwenza kukahulumende kaMnangagwa ukuphikisa ukwakhiwa kwendawo zesikhumbuzo kubonisa obala ukuba ufuna kube nguye okhokhela lezi ngxoxo phezu kwezehlakalo zalo mbhuqazwe owehlela abantu beMandebeleni laseNkabazwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumezi Sigama.